But though we, or an angel from heaven, should preach unto you any gospel other than that which we preached unto you, let him be anathema. Galatians 1 and verse 8. This passage, among other things, teaches us that we have a personal responsibility to weigh what a man teaches, because there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Even though there are many warnings against such, there are, and always will be, men that misapply and pervert the gospel of Christ. For centuries, man has viewed the Bible as a matter of personal evaluation. Statements like, "we just can't understand the Bible," or "it means different things to each of us," and "we don't see eye to eye, so let's just agree to disagree," is common. Though such affirmations may be common to man, God has a different view. In Amos 3 and verse 3, Jehovah said, "Shall two walk together except they have agreed?" Paul urged the same upon the saints in Corinth when he said, "Now I beseech you, brethren, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfected together in the same mind and in the same judgment." 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 10. Paul nor the Lord was pleased with their denominational attitudes. When the Apostle Paul told the Ephesians, "Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is," he further emphasized what he had already told them when he said concerning what he had written, "Whereby when ye read, ye can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ." Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 4. To say we cannot understand the Bible is to say God was unable to reveal himself to man, or God did not want to reveal himself, both of which are contrary to the Bible's very existence. Thank you for joining us for Daily Thoughts. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul, who said, "Every scripture inspired of God is also profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely unto every good work."